he's just the blind man in the bleachers for the local hometown fans. And he sits beneath the speakers, way back in the stands. And he listens to the play-by-play, just waiting for one name. He wants to hear his son get in the game. But the boy's just not a hero. He's strictly second team. Though he runs each night for touchdowns in his daddy's sweetest dreams. He's gonna be a star someday, though you might never tell. But the blind man in the bleachers knows he will. It's the last game of the season on a Friday night at home. And no one knows the reason why the blind man didn't come. And his boy looks kind of nervous, sometimes turns around and stares, just as though he sees the old man sitting there. Boys are trying, but they slowly lose their will. Another player's down and out and is carried from the field. At halftime in the locker room, the kid goes off alone, and no one sees him talking on the phone. And the game's already started when he gets back to the team, and half the crowd can hear his coach yell, "Where the hell you been?" Just getting ready for the second half is all he'll say, 'cause now you gotta let me in to play. And without another word he turns and runs into the game. And through the silence on the field, loudspeakers call his name. It'll make the local papers how the team came from behind when they saw him playing out his heart to win. And when the game was over, the coach asked him to tell, what was it he was thinking of that made him play so well? "Well, you knew my dad was blind," he said. "Tonight he passed away. It's the first time that my father's seen me play. It's the last game of the season on a Friday night at home. And no one knows